30th of August, you brought in two players today. Give us your thoughts behind these players coming in, please.
Well, a big bit of it was obviously I had contact with Craig Levine a couple of days ago, and you know, the conversation went down the line of obviously Harry and Anthony, their availability. I know the two of them from when I was at Hearts, and you know, they were only 13, 14 years of age at the time. They used to come in their school holidays and we'd train them with some of the first team that weren't, you know, playing on the Saturday, and you could see right away they could deal with the ball technically. They're very good, and you know, they weren't frightened to get on the ball and try and be creative. So they very much tick all the boxes for the way that we're wanting to try and play football, so they'll be great additions to the squad. They're good kids that have broken into a Hearts team at a very young age. You know, and I think sometimes people forget the demands that are put on players, never mind boys of that age. So very thankful to Hearts as a football club, to Craig, that he trusts us to look after him. One of the big things for us was, in conversations that I had with Craig though, because of the way that we've tried to create a culture here at our football club as well, that they're not coming here guaranteed game time, and that's important. They're very good players. Challenges there for them to force yourself into starting 11. But I went yesterday and spoke to the two of the kids, you know, the two of them, and I keep saying kids, they're young men. But I went away and spoke to them, and you know, they're very enthusiastic. They probably had a couple of options to go other places. As I say, they're still young. They're, you know, they're 18. They're coming from a very good football club. They've had first team experience, but we just don't want to throw everything on their shoulders. They're very much part of the squad, and I must stress that.
They are seen as two of the brightest prospects in Scottish football, though, and they really have broken through at an early age.
No, they have, and as I say, and you can see why they've broken through. Anthony in the final third of the pitch, he's very creative. He can see things going forward. He's not frightened to get on the ball, face people up. But there's development in his game. He'll be the first to admit that as well, but that's something that we want to try and help him with. You know, our responsibility is to get games and win games for Dunfermline Football Club, but also help develop Anthony as a player. Harry got into the team at Hearts, and he's brave, he'll get on the ball, you know, even in like the middle third of the pitch. But he's quite a slight boy, but he's not frightened of a challenge, but technically he's very good, and you know, he'll get on the ball, he'll look to that pass, he's between the lines into players that are more attacking minded, and you know, he's up there with as good as any, where he'll take the ball and continually try and do things going forward.
You said you couldn't guarantee them match time, but really, with such a lot of choices now, it's going to be difficult keeping all your players happy.
But if that's a challenge, that I think that's a good thing for the club. I don't want to say I'm happy having unhappy players, but I think you know where I'm coming from on that one. That when you add quality and you add certain type of personnel, the challenges are there now to keep the jersey. And as I say, I'm thankful that the two lads wanted to come in and be part of our squad, but also like the relationship that we've got with Craig and Hearts, that they trusted us to look after them and their development, but very much so that it's for Dunfermline's benefit.
As much as it says a lot about obviously the talent that they've both got, that they've been involved at Hearts since the years, you must say a lot about their mentality as well, to come in and handle it at such a big club. So that's got to be a positive for you as well, coming in totally and making an impact for you here.
Yeah, but I think that's credit to Hearts, and I know a lot of the coaching staff across here, and the way that, you know, Craig's given them an opportunity from a young age to break in. As I say, sometimes staying in a team can be a difficult challenge, and it's not to lose focus and start doubting yourself. And, you know, the two of them are very good footballers, but as I say, we don't want to put all the expectation just because they're coming from Hearts. It's a responsibility for us as a group to look after them, and they'll very much add to it. You know, we can't just be expecting Harry and Anthony to come in and think, well, you know, they're going to just propel us into, you know, higher league positions and things like that. It's no fair to them collectively, and they want to be, I must stress it, they want to be part of the group. If they didn't, I don't think they'd be here today when talking about playing for Dunfermline. So they know the importance of what it meant to myself and the coaching staff to come and be part of this group and help develop the next part of their career.
Is the loan for the whole season?
Yeah.
And how will that work? Are they allowed to play in reserve games for Hearts or for Dunfermline?
The understanding is if they're getting their game time, they may not play with us. If they're not, then we'll address it and there'll be communication between ourselves and Hearts. The Caramel Cup is something that, you know, I'll discuss with Craig in regards to that, because we're obviously both still in it. They're cup tied anyway. So it will be that they play in the next round of the Caramel Cup for Hearts, and then we'll take things from there.
And in terms of your squad now, are you satisfied with that at the moment? Is there any more to come? There's been other names that you've been linked with?
No, listen, I think through a relationship that I've maybe built with Hearts and Craig, you know, they've been great in terms of the way they've put this deal to us. So there could be scope that allows us to go and do something else. And that's where I'm saying it not necessarily comes down to finances, or there's a relationship there that I think you can see we're working with younger players and a club that he thinks we're going to look after them and progress them. So if that leaves us something that we can go and try and strengthen the squad again, then we might be able to bring in another one.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you.
That's good.